Let us look more closely at a synthesizer. The knobs offer manual control of the module's operating characteristics. The sockets, or jacks, are various inputs and outputs designed to, as we say, patch one module to another by means of connecting plugs. Let us connect an output from this oscillator directly to the studio mixer, to which my microphone is also connected. Now that's entirely too pleasant. What is variable here is the amplitude of each band. Having produced a variety of tones, and we may also say timbres, let us approach this subject now from another point of view. Timbre is a manifestation of the shape of an oscillating wave, of its waveform. That waveform determines the presence or absence of upper frequency or overtone, whether harmonic, as in acoustic or live sound, or inharmonic, as in combination tone. There's an important family of electronic devices called filters, which may be used to modify a sound in various ways. The tone controls in your home audio system are of this family. Treble controls affecting the upper register of sounds, bass controls the lower. The filters in an electronic synthesizer offer much more drastic sound control. Thus, we can experience the harmonic overtone series in all its pristine purity. Thus, the fundamental. And here, the sound output is rather unexpected. Although these sounds seem relatively complex, they may nevertheless be precisely calculated, as by computers, which may be programmed to produce the necessary voltages. Another fundamental sound generated by the synthesizer, white noise, as white light contains all colors, so white noise contains all pitches. White noise is a rather raw sound in its unfiltered state. Let us return to the low-pass filter again. This device offers two additional characteristics that I haven't mentioned. One is the capability of amplifying the cutoff point. Amplified cutoff point of a low-pass filter. These filters may be used in combination. Upper and lower cutoff points specifying frequencies of the audible band. Filtering the noise. To illustrate, here's a variety of combination tones. We're discussing and illustrating characteristics of sound, and therefore I would say characteristics of an electronic music system. Or, just the opposite, frequencies of a band which has been eliminated.